Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Friday, and this is a very special day for us. This is the final day of a two-week series, a special series that has never been broadcast before, and it's on the topic of deliverance. If you've been with us, you know that Derek Prince has been taking us systematically through a topic that is often misunderstood, frequently opposed, but which has the power to set us free. Now, please listen to me. Today is an extremely special moment because Derek Prince is actually going to talk us through the process of being delivered. He's taught us how demons gain entrance. He's taught us how to keep our deliverance. He's taught us all kinds of things that we need to know, very biblical, very sound. But today, he's actually going to talk through the process of a deliverance. You need to pull your friends together, call folks you know who are being besieged by the demonic. And if you miss this particular broadcast or your friends aren't able to hear it, you can always log on the website at derekprince.org and listen to it and work through it as many times as you need to. Today is the big final culmination of this beautiful 2 weeks in the Word, and I believe we're going to see some people be set free. In fact, at the backside of our program today, we're going to specifically pray for you on the air. So please get your Bible, get your notebook, call your friends and family together, and listen as Derek Prince, one of the great pioneers of this topic, talks us through the actual process of being delivered. Here we go.
Number 8, this is the last one. Make Jesus central. All right? You notice it begins and ends with Jesus. And I'm going to put a scripture there, John 12, what? 31 and 32. Which says, Jesus saying, now is the judgment of this world, and now is the prince of this world cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Notice the order. When Satan is cast out, what's the next thing to do? Lift up Jesus. That's right. Fill the vacuum with Jesus. The driving out of Satan creates a vacuum. It's very important you fill it with the right thing. Focus on Jesus. Do not focus on demons. Don't give the devil too much publicity. He loves it. Demons are real, like germs and viruses and other things. We have to acknowledge them. We have to deal with them. But a healthy person doesn't go around thinking all the time about germs and viruses. You understand? Health, in a certain sense, excludes them. Don't see a demon under every cup and saucer. And if you're from some old-line church, or even a less old-line church, don't go back, go up to your pastor or rector, stick your finger between his eyes and say, you have a demon. Understand? It may be true, but it's not the right way to handle the situation. All right, now we have done marvelously well with regard to time. And I want to end on a very practical note. Thank you so much. This is optional. I want you to understand, nobody is compelled. But if there are those of you here this morning or this afternoon now who feel that somehow, on the basis of what you've heard or maybe previous experience, you have a problem, a demonic problem. There's an area in your life in which Jesus is not in control and you're not in control. You may be in control of 90%, but there's this 10%. It may be your temper, it may be your mind, it may be your sex life, it may be your relationships with other people. There is an area where you need deliverance. I want to help you. I've helped, I can say, I think, with honesty, hundreds of thousands of people. It works. What I'm going to offer to do for you, those of you who feel that you want help here, I'm going to invite you in a few moments to stand and say a prayer. You'll not be praying to me, you'll be praying to Jesus. Remember, there's only one deliverer. What's his name? Jesus. If you want deliverance, you have to come to the deliverer. There's no alternative. Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. If you come, he'll receive you." Now, this is a method that I have employed with large crowds in Wellington Old Town Hall just 2 weeks ago in New Zealand. We had at least 2,000 people, and it worked for 2,000. It worked dramatically well. I have never seen so many people liberated in such a short space of time. So what I'm going to offer to do, now this is an offer, I'm going to lead you in a prayer in which you will have the opportunity to humble yourself, to come to Jesus, and to affirm that you've met the conditions. You understand? I'll put in your word, in your mouth the words. You'll renounce the occult and every kind of contact with satanic power. You'll forgive every other person who ever harmed you or wronged you. You'll release yourself from every curse over your life. And you'll have to do that in faith without the understanding. And then you'll present yourself to Jesus as a candidate for deliverance. And when you've said the prayer and met all the conditions, the last thing you'll say is Amen. Okay? And when you said Amen, don't do any more praying. It's very religious to pray. Sounds good. But as long as you're praying, you're keeping the demons inside. You understand? They can't get out past your prayer. Don't speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is wonderful, but it has the same effect. It keeps the demons inside. It's like when the ambulance or the police car goes down the road with its sirens blaring and its lights flashing. Everything else gets off to the side and lets it go past. That's how demons get out. See? Make way for them. Release them. Let them go out. Now, I said faith without works is dead. I didn't, but the Bible does. Okay? So don't stand there passive when you've said the prayer, waiting for something to happen. Do one very simple thing. Begin to breathe out, expel. And you find if you have a problem, in a short while, it'll be more than mere human breath that's coming out. That's your, what you're after. Now, when that happens, you might become undignified. You might not act in a very religious way. If you decide to be dignified and religious, you'll lose what you prayed for. It's your option. I suggest you turn loose and get it out. I've told the people the devil is no gentleman. He comes in uninvited and he usually has to be kicked out. Kick him out with everything you've got. Don't spare him. Hate him. Listen, it's no sin to hate the devil. It's a sin not to hate the devil. If to be passive and indifferent is sinful.
Derek asked a very, very important question in this last portion of teaching. Is there an area in your life in which Jesus is not in control and you're not in control? You might be in control of 90%, but if Jesus is not in control and you're not in control of 10%, then that is the playground of the enemy and you need to be set free. I want you to take a few moments. I want you to make a list of any area in your life in which you and Jesus are not in control, because you are about to reclaim that area to the glory of God. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the six CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. I hope you are with us for the last portion of our teaching, because Derek Prince has been leading us through the specific steps of deliverance from demonic control, specifically leading us in prayer. If you missed it, no problem. You can log on to the website at derekprince.org. But now Derek, in this next portion, is going to continue leading us in the actual steps of being set free from demonic power. Let's listen.
The devil is no gentleman. He comes in uninvited, and he usually has to be kicked out. Kick him out with everything you've got. Don't spare him. Hate him. Listen, it's no sin to hate the devil. It's a sin not to hate the devil. If to be passive and indifferent is sinful. Okay, those of you that want to say this prayer, would you stand to your feet right now? We don't have more than about 3 minutes. All right, now we are praying to Jesus, the deliverer. Not to Brother Prince. And I would like you to say these words. They're all taken out of the Bible and what I have taught. Okay? Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
And the only way to God.
And the only way to God.
That you died on the cross for my sins.
That you died on the cross for my sins.
And rose again from the dead. I come to you now,
for mercy
and for forgiveness.
And for forgiveness.
I believe you do forgive me, and receive me as your child.
And because you receive me,
I receive myself as a child
of God.
And now, Lord, you know the special problem that I have.
The demonic influences that torment me.
Lord, I want to meet your conditions
and receive your deliverance.
First of all, I forgive every other person.
Whoever harmed me or wronged me,
I forgive them all now.
Now
pause for a moment and quietly name the persons you need to forgive to yourself. We're going on. Lord, I have forgiven all these persons.
I have laid down all bitterness,
all resentment,
all hatred,
and all rebellion.
And I believe you've forgiven me.
I thank you for it.
I also renounce
every contact
with Satan,
with occult power,
with secret societies,
with anything in Satan's territory.
I repent of being on that territory,
and I turn my back on it now.
Also, Lord, if there's a curse over my life,
I thank you
that on the cross
you were made a curse,
that I might be redeemed from the curse,
and receive the blessing.
And I claim that now.
Release from the curse.
And entering into the blessing.
And now, Lord, I want to come against
any evil spirit in me
that occupies any area of my personality.
I want to tell you,
I hate them.
They are my enemies.
They are my enemies. I will not make peace with them.
I will not compromise with them.
They will have no more place in me.
I turn against them now.
And in the authority of your name, Jesus,
I command them to leave me.
I expel them right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'll do the final prayer. You do the letting go. Begin to expel right now in faith.
Now, as you continue to pray there in your home or your car, perhaps in your office, wherever you are, we just want to join you in prayer for your deliverance and for your victory. Joining me here is Dick Leggett, Christopher Selby, and David Holland, and we're just going to continue to pray and intercede. In fact, David, Dick, would you begin to take us into this prayer time, please?
Sure. Father, we thank you for the fact that you are setting captives free. That was part of what you decided that you wanted to do, Lord. And you did that through Jesus, and he was the one who promised in Isaiah that he would come and set the captives free. I pray that you would just continue that process. Right now, Lord, those areas that are being identified as problem areas that are being targeted right now that you're highlighting, Lord, I pray that you would give your people grace. Lord, let your mercy and your grace and your strength pour into them right now so that they could be set free completely from anything that would hinder them from following you and serving you in a very dynamic way. We pray for them right now. We intercede for them in the name of Jesus. Right now, as we gather together, we agree in the name of Jesus that they will be set free.
Yes, yes, in Jesus' name.
Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over every unclean spirit and their enticing, enslaving, tormenting activities, that everyone within the sound of my voice, Lord, that you would come in and you would break the power of the enemy over their lives. Yes. Holy Spirit, that you would come in like a fire and you would burn up and destroy the works of the enemy in each and every life, that you would just turn to dust and to ash every stronghold that is laid a hold of these individuals, Lord. And then Holy Spirit, you would come through like a mighty rushing wind and you would clean house. You would blow all this chaff away. And you would make room for the Lord Jesus Christ to rule and to reign and to occupy in the midst of these lives. By your grace, Lord, by your grace, that you would come in and you would deliver. All those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we call upon you, Lord Jesus, right now. By your grace, Lord.
Yes, yes. And Holy Spirit, we just ask you to seal what you've done here. Just seal it. And we just thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it, and we call it done.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, listen, we just want to take a few minutes to give you sort of pastoral counsel about what you ought to do now that you have been set free, that you've had these forces broken in your life. The most important thing is to not go back to whatever the behavior was that the enemy attached himself to. If it's unforgiveness, if it's rage, if it's lust, whatever it is, don't go back to it. Rehabituate, as we often say. Find new patterns. Don't watch the same old movies. Don't go to the same old places. Don't do the things that stimulated the unclean behavior. Also, remember, according to Matthew 18 and verse 19, there's power in agreement when you pray with somebody else. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two don't put 2,000 to flight, they put 10,000 to flight. And so there's an exponential blessing for those who pray together. Find a prayer partner. Find somebody who will stand with you and continue to pray for victory in these areas. And be sure and nurture your soul in the Word of God. I'm telling you, the Word of God is not just like Shakespeare or Clancy or David McCullough. The Word of God is supernatural food, spirit filled food that needs to fill your soul so that you can be fully delivered. We're going to continue in this because there's so much more we want to talk to you about as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry in deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me here in our studio is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Christopher Selby, our executive producer and also the grandson of Derek Prince, and David Holland, one of our producers and a long-term pastor scholar who helps us understand many of the things that are happening. And guys, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad we've had some prayer time. From your experience in deliverance, both what you've enjoyed yourself and what you've ministered to others, give those listening some practical input. Some practical advice, because this is a whole new world they're in now.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, and as I've experienced it, one of the things that is very clear is that once this process begins, it continues. Many people think I've got to get everything taken care of all in one fell swoop. It doesn't happen that way. You basically have started a process here. You've initiated something that will continue. Derek used to say it's like peeling an onion. You may have gotten the first layer. There will be other layers. And as you encounter other problems, the Lord will bring them to mind. Simply deal with them the way that Derek has instructed, and that is you identify the issue and then or the demon that you're facing, and you say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of, and then you just simply expel it, just as he's explained in his instructions earlier in these broadcasts.
And you know, understanding the ways that demons can come in, unclean spirits can come in, by having a scriptural understanding of that, make good decisions to not open those doors again, to keep those doors closed so the enemy cannot re-enter. And I'll tell you, the best way to do that is grounding yourself in the Word of God.
Yes.
And that is something that we at Derek Prince Ministries hope to be a part of in your life, is to resource you with great Bible teaching.
And I would just add to that, to reemphasize something you've mentioned a time or two this week, Stephen, and that is we have some natural bents and appetites and proclivities that are part of our flesh, and often demonic influence tends to just continue to try to push us in that direction. Once we're free of that demonic influence, it doesn't mean we're necessarily free of that carnal fleshly appetite. If you've been dealing with gluttony, for example, and you get free of a spirit of gluttony, you're still going to get hungry from time to time, and you still might be enticed by food. So it's important to recognize the difference that just because you're free now doesn't mean you're not going to occasionally have an appetite or a natural bent, and there, you know, you deal with that by the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit to deal with that.
That's great stuff, guys. And the only thing that I would add is that they need to rest. This is an exhausting process.
Yeah.
It takes a lot out of you. Rest. Guys, great advice. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchased separately, the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.